Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I want to do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 173, recorded on March 8th, 2014. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Afro Monkey.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
And I'm Matt.
Afro Monkey just switching it up every week.
Well, kid. You never know.
Yeah, like, Eric hesitated, and I'm like,
who goes next?
No hesitation. And we got a great guest this week. We got Yogscast Kim.
You guys.
How are you doing today?
Hey. I'm all good today. I'm very happy to be here. Especially now that I know that Maz has no pants on.
That's right. As usual.
Can't do a show with pants. It's not a thing.
Brilliant.
And you probably already know Kim, but if not, you can head on over to youtube.com/YogscastKim or follow her on Twitter at NanoSounds and find out all the cool videos that she's making over there. I think I saw a Thief video you were doing. You running through the Thief on
there? Oh, yeah. My Thief parkour video.
How's that going so far?
That's good. Oh, it was such a stress to get that out, but it's out now, and I'm so happy with it. And we have a behind the scenes going up in a couple of minutes as well. So you get to see all the crazy stuff we got up to behind the scenes on that, too.
Sweet.
Awesome. Excellent.
And you came into the offices for us on a Saturday. Do you normally work on Saturdays, or is that...
Oh, no. This is not the office. This is my home. Welcome to my home. What? This is my home office. So, yeah.
Get a nice behind the scenes.
Yeah, you've got loads of cool Pokemon stuff. All my Pokemon stuff's in the other room, so yeah.
Oh, is it now? Well, I'll just have to take your word for that.
Says the man with no pants.
No pants, man.
I guess we found the running joke of this episode.
Running pants.
Yeah.
Something like that. But we got a great show for you today. We'll get to our sponsors in a minute, but we have some news for you. A ton of great questions that the Redditors on the Yogscast Reddit sent in for Kim. So we'll be getting to those as well as listener contributions and, of course, excavation stations. So before further show stuff, let's get to our sponsors for this show. The first one is our good friend Aztec Consulting, who left us a message and said,
"Live tweeting, returning soon. I am returning soon. Woo! Miss you all." And if you didn't know, you can follow us on the Shaft podcast. And he does live tweeting. And if he were to live tweet right now, it'd probably be something about Maz not wearing pants.
Yeah. Hashtag.
And, he should do a fun fact, because in the UK, correct me if I'm wrong, Kim, but if I wasn't wearing pants right now, that blush on your face would be a little stronger, I imagine. Is that right?
Yeah.
Pants over there means you're underpants.
Oh gosh, yeah. Underpants, yeah. Your panties.
That is an interesting
thing. Oh, my panties.
So we also have Man Like Flea, who says,
"You've been shafted."
That's right. You have been.
Yeah. Hashtag shafted.
Shafted.
And we got a bunch of server sponsors today. We got three. The first one here is the JP Projects, who says, "Hey there, I'm a YouTuber nearing 5,000 subs and do daily PvP related videos. Would love to help reaching 5K. Check out the JP Projects. And guys, love Brent Shaft." Wait, what? Huh? That's odd. So go to youtube.com/thejpprojects and check them out.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And we go on from the Elite Cow. My type of cow. Check out an awesome hub server with Skywars, Creative, Survival, and a community choice world. Play one or play them all at play.pixelbound.net. View Pixelbound website at pixelbound.net. Great show, guys. I love hearing it with his elite cow ears.
Nice. Thank you.
And the next one is from...
You're welcome.
What?
That was the Elite Cow.
Okay. Cryptic 25. Join OmniCow. We are...
OmniCow. OmniCows.
Join OmniCow or OmniCraft. Damn it.
It's a very bovine-centric episode this time.
Vaughn.
Join OmniCraft. We're more than a server. We're a community. We've recently launched a Skyblock and Pixelmon server. Visit OmniCraft.net for more information.
And that is with a K, so spell it correctly.
Yes.
OmniCraft.
And we got a... tons of questions. I think what we're going to do, instead of just going down all these questions in one segment, we're going to pick a few and then each segment do a couple more.
Scatter them around.
Yeah.
Sound
yeah.
good?
Mm-hmm. Sprinkle them around like some oregano.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what that
oregano?
Means.
Oregano?
I don't either.
Yeah. Oregano, yeah.
Me and you, Kim, we'll keep these guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's our fault, damn it.
That's good. That worked for us.
Yeah.
So, okay, this first one here is from John Peace, who asks, this is for you, Kim.
Uh-huh.
How much of the older Yogscast content are you familiar with? Like, have you had a listen to the Yogpod, et cetera, content okay. before you joined?
Okay, so this is going to get me in a lot of trouble, probably, but none.
Uh-huh.
So I had a bit of a different route into the Yogscast. I don't know if many people know, but I was a games journalist. I went from print journalism to web journalism to video journalism. And it was around the time that I was in video journalism, I went freelance. So I was working part-time for Future Publishing, who do a whole bunch of gaming websites and magazines, that kind of thing. And then I was freelancing for them, and I was freelancing at the same time for the Yogscast as a video editor. And in all my years as a games journalist, I knew who the Yogscast were, and I'd seen the odd video here or there, just checking in, you know, what's going on. I'd seen a couple of the World of Warcraft videos, a couple of the first Minecraft videos, that kind of thing. But I wouldn't have called myself a fan.
Not quite a Yognot.
I recognized their work, and I was aware of what was going on with them and who they were and kind of their following. But it was when I started working for them as a video editor, obviously, then I figure out what they were doing because I was working for them. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, I've caught up with everything since then. Of course, I have, and you know, now I play WoW with them and other games. So yeah, it's very, very cool. But yeah, I had a bit of a different route into the Yogscast, just coming from more of a professional background than a fan or playing games with them, which a lot of the team, that's where they came from, was playing games with members of the Yogscast. I came in from working as a video editor.
Okay. Wow. Very cool. And I think this next question actually hits on the journalism aspect and makes more sense now.
Yeah, this is from Deuce Vex. What do you feel about the prospect that live streaming has on game geek journalism? Is it the perfect buddy to VOD?
This is such a hard question because, I mean, I've been a games journalist for probably about 6-7 years now, and I started on Official PlayStation 2 Magazine UK as a print journalist. And so I've gone from writing in print magazines all the way to writing on the web. And I've seen a lot of the magazines that I've worked for either be shut down in that 6-7 year period just because they're not selling, or move online. And I've also seen magazines that still exist, like Edge, Games Master, Official PlayStation Magazine. I've seen their teams shrink from kind of 7-8 members down to 3 in some cases, which is ridiculous. But that is the effect that, you know, kind of the internet is having on traditional journalism. It is, you know, it's not being seen. Print magazines, they're so out of date now by the time, and that was certainly towards the end, was my frustration, was writing something, putting all my effort into it, working hard on it, and then immediately it's almost out of date before it's even hit the printers and then before it's even hit the shelves. And so that's a big problem. And I think live streaming journalism and video on demand is almost the next step of web articles. It is, and also YouTube is a part of that as well. is that it's now, it's immediate, and also there's a personality behind it. You're allowed to show your you know, you're a human person, and certainly that's what all my reviews, because I still do reviews on my channel, and that's what I try and do now, is like put my personality into it rather than my magazine's personality or the official line about it, that kind of thing. And I think that's what more and more the younger generation like. That's what they like about YouTube. That's what they like about live streaming, is knowing the person who's there or knowing the people who are there. And that probably is something that is going to affect traditional games journalism. Print's pretty much on the way out. It'll be interesting to see where web journalism, so an actual article on the web, how long that will stick around before it kind of becomes balanced with video on demand and live streaming and then gets overtaken by it. But it will happen. It is just a natural evolution of the way we digest technology nowadays.
Yeah, there's been a couple of magazines here in Australia that have gone down, video gaming magazines, that they just can't compete with it. And like you said, knowing the person, or at least having a kind of connection to the person who you're listening to the review on online, it's more like a recommendation from a friend, and you can shop and you can look at four or five in 10 minutes and make your mind up that way, rather than spending $10 on one magazine who's probably been paid to write good things half the time or whatever.
Yeah, that's the ridiculous thing as well at the moment. Actually, I went into town today to buy a print magazine, and it's the first time in ages I've done it, because normally I still have friends in the journalism industry, so I get sent kind of spare copies. But I went to go buy this magazine, and I was shocked at how expensive it was. And I was just like, oh my God, no wonder nobody buys these anymore. It's so expensive. And also saddened as well, because like the magazine aisle is so much smaller. And, you know, it's sad as well, because I'm still friends and I still do the odd article here or there. And just seeing teams shrinking, it's really sad. But unfortunately, it is a sign of the times, and it is going to be more about live streaming in the future.
Yeah, even in like 10 years ago, or maybe even 12, like back when I was playing EverQuest, I was doing, do you remember the Prima guides?
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. Every game came out, it would have that book, and it had all the information about the game. Like, even back then, it was outdated before it hit the shelf, and you had the errata with, like, all the changes just as a game was changed and updated. Like, MMOs kind of changed that. You can't just have this set thing, because we're going to be changing it every week.
Yeah.
And so those have, like, kind of gone by the wayside, too. I mean, does anybody buy those guides anymore?
Not really. And
they still come out with, like, Zelda games and stuff, that
kind of like
games
that wouldn't be updated. Games. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've seen, you're right. You don't see them for.
I've seen a lot of games that, you know, as part of the selling point, the company is trying to push this, you know, guide on you. And I'm like, everything that is in that guide, I'm going to find in the internet within
a week. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's save some of these other questions for the next segment. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay, then.
Our journeys. So we got a contest we're going to do this week for our journeys. And I don't know if you remember the guests we had on a few weeks back, Daniel Goldberg and Linus Larson. They are the creators, the writers of Minecraft, The Unlikely Tale of Marcus Notch Pearson, and the game that changed everything. We're going to give one of these away. And the way that you enter this is just leave us a message on this video on YouTube and answer this question. If you were to write a book about Minecraft, what would it be?
Would it be a
would it be a novel?
Yeah.
Would it be or a graphic guide? Novel? Would it be a
comic book?
And then like what would be in it? And we'll go through those and see we'll kind of pick the one we like the best and send out a book to you. We'll contact you on YouTube.
That's right.
Sweet.
So, and speaking of contest, we had the fan art contest that goes on pretty much in perpetuity. You can go to shart.deadworkers.com to see all the fabulous art that's been submitted. And if you submit one, you could be in a chance to win a prize. This week, we don't know who sent it in because they didn't leave their name on the art, but it's the deadworkers.png on that page, and I've left a message for you to let us know who you are.
Yeah.
That's right. Fame and glory could be yours.
It is. You've won one of these wonderful wind-up creeper toys. Look at it in all of its three-dimensional glory.
It's a collector's
face
item.
And legs.
Yeah.
It is. It's
limited
edition.
It came
as a part of the two-player productions Minecraft Story of Mojang movie. And I don't want it, so you have it.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but that creeper's not wearing any pants either, is it?
Just like Matt.
Never worn pants, no. We ain't got time to wear pants up in here.
I think you maybe creeped him off.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting creeped out by Matt this episode.
What I was going to say about this just then, not going to make it to air, so I'm not even going to bother.
Okay. So everybody put that in your little imagination hopper and think about it.
Don't do it.
Come up with your own ideas. So, we did a lot of recording this week. We finally got to start Deadly Orbit, which is going to be, it's basically like a sky block in space.
Yeah.
Survival.
It's
a train wreck, but an awesome one. It's in space.
Like, from the very beginning, it was a train wreck, but you guys are going to have to tune in and see, because I can't even really describe it.
And this will be kind of one of our only, we haven't done a survival series in quite a while since FTB. So we're getting back into it. Yeah. So, be patient when you see us struggling to create a lever or any kind of complex item.
Speaking of lever, we'll actually get to levers later.
Hey,
and,
I love
remind it. Me so I don't forget. But we're also going to record some at Brent Copeland, I think, after we do this show today. And if Maz can stay up, hopefully we can get him in on that and work towards killing the Ender Dragon. Did a lot of playing on the Shaftlands this week, and there's so many. We had and this isn't a lot for like the huge servers, but for us, 45 people on at a time and stuff was pretty cool to see last night. So.
Yeah,
nice.
And it was crazy. Like everywhere I went, there was like a group of people following me around, and like,
oh yeah, that was a huge entourage, but pretty cool. I got my little land. I claimed a plot of land. I'm gonna build something weird on there, I'm sure. I don't know what yet. Maybe just a giant pair of pants.
Pants.
Oh. I'll be seen nowhere near the vicinity. Not even close.
Also this week, Lex and Slowpoke from Feed the Beast were in town. They're gonna be starting to work with Curse, who is here locally. In Huntsville, and they're going to be bringing the Feed the Beast to the Curse client, and we'll actually talk to them in a few weeks, I think at the end of April, get my month straight, and find out more about what's going on with that. And but we went out and had a few drinks with them and
showed them Alabama.
Yeah, took off their pants and had a lot of fun.
Yeah, wait.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It's awkward.
Yeah, you shouldn't have talked about the pants.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Y'all warned me.
I love that this is a thing now.
Yeah.
I love it.
So we will it's all your fault.
What have I done?
Absolutely.
I built a fountain on my plot on the Shaftlands. It looks pretty.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It has a secret entrance to my little underground dungeon thing where pants are kept captive.
Yeah.
Other than that, I've just been mining in the Nether to find quartz to build my temple.
Nice.
To me.
Oh. That's awkward.
Temple of Fro. Yeah.
A Netherrack looks really cool with the Sphax resource pack.
Oh, yeah.
It's like bubbling and moving. It's so weird.
When you're mining.
Where's that?
We'll have to hook you up. Yeah. Do a search for Sphax. Yeah. They renamed it to something. BD Craft or something like that.
Something like that.
Which pretty great.
It's really cool when you first see it, when you've been mining for about an hour. It gets on your nerves a little bit. It makes you a little bit nauseous.
Oh, yeah.
I may have rage quit the Shaftlands.
What? Like, for good?
If that's a thing. No, probably not. I was on there. And I'm trying to get enough wood together and stuff to start building my new house and stuff. And I would plant all these trees and log out and then do some work and come back and be like, my trees aren't growing. What the hell? And I learned that the Shaftlands actually takes chunks and puts them in a save file if nobody's in there and doesn't update them, which is obviously makes sense for a multiplayer server and stuff to save resources and stuff, but because I'm not near where somebody else is always playing, I'm on a little island, I have to be sat there AFK for stuff to grow.
Invested in bone meal.
Why are you on a little island? Just like in real life, huh?
yes. Right. Yeah, so I've had to adjust how I play. I can't just sort of come in and kill some time every few minutes. I've got to actually linger. Oh,
well, come, anyway. Move over to because I'm out in the wilds too. Yeah. You can move over to our complex. We got a few people over there. I'm building an apartment building.
Yeah,
gonna be a slumlord.
Yeah. I'll build you a little guest room or something, or a little outhouse or something you can live in.
Great little outhouse.
Yeah, I might have to do that. I might have to either invite some people to come live with me or head out and be social. Oh.
You have to put them pants on.
It's a pants on.
Pants on. So, yeah. Speaking of pants, I hear you're going to a convention?
Yes. Myself and the two other chaps that I do a full video gaming podcast with called the 8-Bits Podcast. Plug! Self-promotion! We've raised some funds to go to PAX Australia. So I've spoken to you guys briefly about doing some content for the DWP while we're over there. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Great. Yeah, because I don't know when we'll ever make it out there. We've been invited, but it's quite the trip.
Yeah.
It's quite the trip. The good thing is it's a one-way trip because either you'll love it here and stay here or
you'll die.
Something will eat you.
I'd love to go to Australia.
Yeah.
There you awesome. Go. Anytime.
So I saw a picture this week of a bat from Australia, and this guy said the bat was chasing his dog around the yard. And this picture of him holding the bat, I mean, seriously, it was bigger than a dog, like bigger than like a German Shepherd. Like, do bats get that big over there, or was this some faked, photoshopped, edited thing?
Nah, we got some big bats. We got some big bats.
Do you really? I mean, really?
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. Really? Like, yeah, really. So the bat's skull
like pterodactyls, man.
Was the size, it was the size of a human skull, right? Like, it was a giant bat.
Yeah. It was huge.
Yeah, that's... Wow.
Well, I mean, we've seen his spiders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And those are big spiders.
That's
are
not a spider.
Yeah. This is a spider.
Yeah.
So is that everybody's... I guess we should go to Kim and see what you've been up to this week.
What have I been up to this week? I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about because I've been recording a lot of GLATCRAFT with Duncan. So we got up to some interesting stuff, but I don't know how much I should say that I did because it might be spoilers.
No one listens to the show. You're the spoilers. Oh,
you guys. But yeah, we did some pretty crazy stuff in there, and we're trying to get to the moon before Shin. Well, I don't know. Well, I'm making it before Shin now. but that's going really, really well. Except we keep forgetting what it is we're doing. Like every single time we sit down to record, we're like, oh, what were we making this for again? We got this. Okay, now what? And Duncan is meant to be teaching me, but he's not very good at teaching. He just forgets a lot of the time. and this week he got distracted by a cat, which meant that I got surrounded by skeletons and zombies and died. Just because he was distracted by a cat. And I was like, Duncan, seriously? Come on. there you go.
And is this kind of your first foray into Minecraft in general, or have you been playing
for
a bit?
No, so I started my apprentice series on my channel where the idea was I go and apprentice with people who allegedly know what they're doing in Minecraft, like Shin and Duncan and Sips. So I went from Shin's farm to Sips Co. with Sips and Shin, and that ended badly because Sips blew me up. And then I ended up with Duncan at Duncan's lab, and then that ended badly because I maybe opened up a portal to the moon and sucked half his lab into the moon. That was an accident. I didn't realize that you could actually do that.
That's awesome.
But then we rebuilt everything, and then it got bad because we got attacked by Nagas. So I don't know if anyone saw on a Christmas live stream, Simon, Duncan, and I went on holiday. And Simon in his very Simon way, decided to spawn in a lot of Nagas. And they, Duncan said he sorted it out. He said he sorted it out and it was fine. And he turned off that chunk on the server and nothing was going to happen. And then it turns out he hadn't. So they came to the lab and destroyed the lab.
Oh, jeez.
So the lab's gone. So now, yeah, now we're doing Galacticraft on a different server. But I'm hoping to go back and do more Apprentice. I'm looking for more people to apprentice with. I'm probably going to go with Rhythian next. Yeah, although I'm asking around and thinking what to do with it, really. Yeah. So I have played a bit of Minecraft.
Awesome.
The intro is really cool. Did you do that intro for Galacticraft?
No, Duncan did that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and he made a mistake because he made me a commander, which in NASA terms makes me a higher rank than he is because he's captain. So I'm in charge now.
Here goes your space station.
Yeah, say goodbye to that. Honestly, this whole galactic
crush is going
to end so badly. Like, there's already a rivalry going between Shin and I because I maybe said that I wanted to shiv him. Just in a friendly way. A friendly shivving. You know? Because he got me blown up by Sips. Exactly. Like, you know, with something like that.
Like, you're going to sterilize the shiv first before you put it in.
Yeah, I'll make it clinical. But... But now I know that he's making like weapons called the Kim Slayer, and he's building turrets and stuff like that to deck out his area. So I'm not quite sure. I need to take him out somehow, and I can't figure out how. So I'll come up with something.
Something shiv-tastic.
I'm such an elitist. I really, really only play vanilla. I'm not really into these crazy things. Do you have a favorite sort of Minecraft version that you like to play?
Well, I'm pretty clueless as to the whole history of Minecraft versions and like mod packs and stuff like that that you can have installed. But so I've done Yogcraft, and that was where the Apprentice was set with Shin's farm and Duncan's lab. But I'm really enjoying Galacticraft, actually. I love the idea that we can actually go to the moon. I've been watching the main channel series with Simon Lewis and Duncan going to the moon. I think it's crazy that this is a thing we can do. I am enjoying it. And I love, although we just hit a patch, before the patch landed, we had like purple trees and these really beautiful purple trees. And I know that sounds like a really small thing to like, but I really like them. But they've turned green now, so they suck.
I like purple trees.
Yeah.
It looked pretty.
Well, let's get a few more questions from the Redditors. With Maz.
Microsound, not ripping off Kim, honest, says, "Hey all, good to see so much Yogscast. My question is, what was Kim's first Pokemon, and which does she think is her favorite version of the game?"
This is super easy. My first Pokemon was Charmander on Pokemon Red. Charmander. Red will always remain my favorite. So I've played pretty much all of them. And I'm loving Pokemon X at the moment. Absolutely loving it. I think the changes and the kind of semi-3D-ness is amazing. But I will always go back to Pokemon Red. I've still got it on my Game Boy. My Game Boy still works. So every time I do kind of... there he goes. I do boot it up every now and again and still have a go on it. I'm something like an insane amount of hours into it just because I'm still on my original save from all those years ago. So it's nuts. And I brought a little thing to show you, actually. So a friend... Hey, look at that! Oh, and I never got the yellow one.
Yeah, I have every Pokemon game ever, and blue was mine.
Yeah,
the one that I played, and it was Blastoise. All the Blastosity.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Nobody asked, but I told you anyway.
Blastoise. But this is so. If we're gonna do show and tell, this is my little show. This is a Pocket Pikachu. So a friend of mine managed to find one of these recently for me because I lost mine when I was younger and I was devastated, but my friend very kindly got that. Oh my God, are you just going to beat me on everything? Put that down. Put it down.
You're welcome.
I want that too. I lost all of those because I had all of those as well. I lost them, so I need to find them. But there he is. He's only okay with me. He was mad with me because I wasn't paying attention to him recently. So, so let's just put him back down there. Nice. But yeah. What do you got? What do you got, Maz? Yours isn't even on. No.
Maz,
is it even in there?
Show off.
He hasn't actually been used, I don't think.
What? I just got That's him off. A crime.
He's got the little sticker on there and stuff.
He wants to live, Maz. Let him live.
Yeah, he's still in a Pokeball. How do you wake him up?
Oh my gosh. You don't deserve this. Yeah. You don't.
Minecraft podcast. Minecraft.
Yeah, we're all just sitting here and like, yeah, the craft. I guess we can be the craft.
Oh, what is these Packy Mans? I don't know what's going on.
He's poking in the mound.
Got to catch them all.
Packy Mans.
Or something. So, yeah, there you go. Charmander, Pokemon ride.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sweet.
What were we doing again? How did we get here?
Our next question.
Where are we?
Is from Sid the Snorlax. Which member of the Yogs did you first meet?
Easy again. So that was Terps, because technically he interviewed me for the job. So there you go. Yeah.
Very cool.
Or was easy. It? Yeah. No, yeah, it was him. Yeah.
So is that, Terps does a kind of behind the scenes where he shows y'all's offices. Has he done one in your office yet?
No, he hasn't, because I was one of the kind of later people to join. I don't actually have a room of my own, like all the content creators. So Martin, Shin, Duncan, Simon, Lewis, and Hannah have their own rooms. The rest of us don't. So I'm upstairs in the editor's room, because obviously I started as a video editor, so I'm with I'm housed with the rest of them. But it's pretty cool out there. And I'm either working there or I'm working here at home. So I think he is coming to see us, and we have some plans, because we've seen his videos. We know what he's about. We know what he's up to. So we have some retaliation plans. Terps, watching you.
Take him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to try to get him to come here and do our studio, too. But,
yeah.
Make sure you hide your weapons, guys. Hide them.
Yeah, don't leave them out for him to find. You got to have them strapped on and ready to use in reverse.
How many editors are over there, by the way?
Oh, gosh. We have a fair few now. There is, there's Tom, Colin, Alex, Adrian. So there's four. And five, because one of them also works as an animator. And then it used to be six with me, but I've stopped doing main channel edits now. And we have a couple of freelancers as well. So a fair few.
Very cool.
Nice.
So does anybody edit their own content anymore? Or is it too important?
Most of the main channel guys, it's a mix. So for people like Duncan, his Civ stuff is edited by the group editors, and then he does his own Minecraft videos, so his one-shot Minecraft video. He did his own South Park series recently. Shin edits his own single-player stuff, but any multiplayer stuff goes to the editors. Simon and Lewis, their stuff mainly goes through the editors, and Hannah and myself do our own thing. So, yeah.
Cool. And we got a question here from Jeff, who asks, if you had a journalism time machine to go back and cover the launch event of any game or console before your career started, what would you cover?
Okay, this is a tough one, but I would say either Final Fantasy VII or Final Fantasy IX. Seven, just because it was such a big step in the series, in the franchise, and jumping from Super Nintendo to PlayStation would have been amazing to kind of cover that jump, and the move from, you know, 2D pixel sprites to 3D world and 3D character models and that kind of thing. Final Fantasy IX would just be for my personal reasons, because it is my favorite game. Or Chrono Trigger. Well, maybe Chrono Trigger.
I'm doubting myself.
Go with your first instincts.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say Final Fantasy VII, just because it would have been interesting. Even though it's not my favorite Final Fantasy, don't kill me. It was, I think, most interesting in terms of the jump for the series and for the platforms, like the kind of launch of PlayStation and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Final Fantasy IX's last text is a Yoda quote.
the very last line?
Pretty sure. It's at the end anyway.
Spoilers. I'll take
it's a Yoda quote.
Okay, yeah. I'll take a look. Which Google one? It. The one where he's selling Vodafone or something?
No, he says, I can't remember who says it or whether it's just text, but it's about, you know, hate leads to anger leads to suffering. Like, actually, that's
Yoda. That does sound about right, because Zidane saves, spoilers.
yeah, this is the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. He saves the bad guy.
Snape is a killer.
Yeah. Yeah. Who did he kill, Eric?
Darth Vader.
No, Dumbledore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gandalf? Yeah.
You
Gandalf?
Don't say. You don't say.
Yeah. Shift him right in the
Didn't
neck.
You know that? You didn't know that, Eric?
No, I thought he totally killed Darth Vader.
Yeah.
That was
true.
Totally a fact.
So true. Speaking of killing Darth Vader.
Yes?
We've got a sponsor today that's Audible. We do this most every week, but you can go to audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Get a free membership and a free book all at one time. And now you can actually get the book we're giving away, Daniel Goldberg and Linus Larsson's Minecraft, The Unlikely Tale of Marcus Notch Pearson and the Game That Changed Everything.
So long. Needs an acronym. What would the acronym be?
Tutumapakirka.
There you go.
Or
see, it's
Ambla.
Much easier
it's
to
like
say.
It's like a Klingon or something. So, yeah, go there. Pick it up. It helps us out. audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty.
Yeah.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
You're by yourself this week.
You're all alone.
In the news today.
So we got a few conventions coming up we wanted to mention. GameVid Expo will be at. It's down in Atlanta. We'll be at the Smite 100K tournament down there as well.
Yeah.
But the GameVid Expo is going to be a bunch of YouTube and Twitch creators.
Yeah.
And streamers doing panels and things like that. So if you're around the area or if you want to attend, you can go to GameVidExpo.com and pick up a ticket. And
yes.
Then there's ArcadiaCon at the end of, or no, beginning of June. June 7th and 8th, I believe. We'll be actually doing all the streaming of the convention, streaming it out. So if you're not able to go, you can watch the stream. And that'll be us running the stream and doing all the cameras. And
all weekend.
And we'll be there all weekend. There's a lot of cool people going, so it'll be a lot of fun. So if you're there, let us know, and you can come by, and we'll get you on the stream.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But.
That's right. It's going to be packed full of action.
Action.
Action packed.
So what's this about Manhattan? Is this Batman stuff? Or?
Oh, yeah. This is crazy. One man. One build. One Manhattan, New York, entirely in Minecraft. What? So here's a guy. He's a PhD in New York City, Christopher Mitchell. And he's going to recreate Manhattan, and he's using a combination of data from Google Earth, Here.com, and even Microsoft's Bing. And wow, that's a crazy project.
And it's a one-to-one scale, isn't it?
Yes, one-to-one replica of New York.
That's crazy.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of building. That's a lot of detail.
And he's,
especially
he's,
if the interiors work. Whoa.
Well, and he's making improvements to it, you know, continuously, but like right now the current version requires a server with a cluster of 300 cores and 200 gigabytes of RAM.
What?
How's that?
That's yeah.
Crazy.
These comments are crazy on here. They have like a big image kind of like you'd see in Google Earth, and so they mark spots on the map, and some are on Minecraft Street View. You can see a creeper taking a leak behind a dumpster. So go in and add your own comments. Let's see how fun we can make this little map here.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll link to that in the show notes.
Very nice.
Let's see. We had some Twitter action going on this week from Notch. Apparently, Minecraft's terms and conditions are going to clarify the meaning of trolling for all of us.
Yeah.
I guess currently there's some talk in the terms about not trolling, and there's one of, I guess, bigger YouTubers, ZexyZek. He has like 700,000 subs. Does a lot of trolling videos, and I guess he trolled Notch and sent his trollers. Like I don't know, his group of folks are called to ask Notch to change that or something.
Well, he contacted Mojang because he read in the the terms that trolling was against the rules.
Yeah.
So he contacted Mojang and said, is trolling really against the rules? And, you know, without further context, they're like, yes, it is. And then he announced that to his channel and basically told his viewers that he'd have to shut everything down if that's the case. And they got very upset and started contacting Mojang.
Very angry.
Yeah.
Mm. Death threats, things like that.
Apparently some very nasty things were sent.
Very nasty things. And, you know, Notch came back and basically put up a big post explaining the whole thing about how if trolling is in the TOS, he wasn't even sure if it was or not, I think, that that's not what they meant by trolling, and they will get it changed to be more clear about what they mean by that.
Basically, he said he's going to talk to the lawyers and have them either clarify what they're talking about or remove it altogether.
See, lawyers just make everything messy, don't they?
Yeah.
Just wasn't it easier when they just said on their website, you can make videos. Go for it.
Yeah.
It's nice. Yes. So good thing that's going to be cleared up. We'd hate for Zexy Zek to stop doing videos. Maybe we'll get him on the show.
Yeah, I know that name. I think he lets us. He watches the show. I think I've seen tweets from him.
So, and I'm sure this probably helped boost his channel too. I mean, if you know, Notch makes a big post about someone's YouTube channel, it's going to get some views. So he definitely can't hate it too much, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right.
Hey. All right. Now, what do y'all think about this? Can playing Minecraft teach kids to code?
Sure.
Maybe that's a thing. We got an article we'll link to basically about how they go through and, you know, talk about Minecraft and it's kind of an interview thing. And I think it is.
I think a lot of the inspiration for wanting to code might fall into wanting to create a mod first for Minecraft, and then you're learning Java in that regard. Other than that, inside the game, of course, using the scripting language for command blocks, not quite coding, more scripting kind of, I guess it's like a Lua-based scripting.
Yeah.
You know, maybe close to that. But it is its own thing, so it's not really useful outside of Minecraft. But
I've seen videos like way back when of people creating entire computers just out of redstone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So it
teaches
just,
you logic, you know?
You know, the basic concepts are all there. So I definitely think it can be used as a tool to teach kids coding.
Yeah, and just getting you in logic, right? Get you learning kind of logic-based stuff. Even comparators in the game is
right. Gates and all that stuff.
So, I definitely think it's a way. I know my son started using the Minimator to animate stuff because he wanted to be able to do something besides just playing the game. And so it's not technically coding, but it's kind of, I think it's kind of the same thing. Is Minecraft going to get kids do other things than just playing the game?
Yeah, right? Encouraging them to explore.
Video editing, big time. And like you said, 3D animation. A lot of people haven't even ever animated anything until Minecraft, and they see other people do it, and they go, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And they learn that, and then later on they get a job. Yeah. Awesome.
So, and last but not least, we had a snapshot this week. It was 14W10C. Not much in it that we can see, but a lot behind the scenes getting ready for API stuff, I believe.
Yeah.
Changing names of blocks and whatnot.
A lot of fixes.
They did mention that name changes are technically supported in this snapshot, but they will not be available until after 1.8 releases. They kind of want to make sure all the servers and all give people chances to change mods from using names to using the UUID, which is, you know, your user ID number, and that way you'll be able to change names easier. And I'm sure this will help Mark IRL not have to deal with so many I change my name questions. So good luck there. We have a sponsor for this next segment. It's Drive Pop. If you're looking for a backup storage solution, they've given us an incredible deal on a lifetime subscription, which you just can't beat that anywhere. So go to drivepop.com/deadworkers, and this will blow the doors off of deals like Carbonite and stuff like that, trying to get you pay, what, billions of dollars a month, something like that?
Yeah.
So for one low price, you can get a lifetime subscription for your computer backup solution, drivepop.com/deadworkers.
Yes, sir. Back up your stuff.
Lazy's back.
Oh my gosh, it's Young's Cat's Kim.
So that was a listener contribution bumper sent in by JBJ Blaze this month, this week.
Aww. Thank you, JB. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was really cute. Thank you.
Excellent.
I didn't hear it.
Oh. It's because you don't have any pants on. Somehow that relates. I don't know how.
When it would come back.
Does he have like headphones in his pants?
Yeah. That's how he hears.
That's pantist.
Yeah, pantist. Panterator.
Zip it up. Wait. Whoa. Zip it. Zip it. That's what I meant. Yeah. Zip it.
Are you threatening me, Math?
No, not you.
I was about to say, don't you start.
Yeah, she's got her own shiv, and it's sterile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need to watch out.
Killing anyone with that.
So before we get to these listener contributions, let's hit a few more questions from the Redditors. Ooh. I believe Eric's starting on this one.
All right. Hey, guys. Love all the work you do. Looking forward to the Shaft podcast. This is from Bold Trekker. Question for Kim. When you were beginning to play Minecraft for the first time, what would you say is more intimidating, the survival aspect or the crafting?
I'd probably say the crafting, because I guess my first proper experience with Minecraft was building with Shin, and so survival wasn't really an issue because it was on Shin's farm, so we had plenty of food, we had plenty of shelter, and if creepers turned up, I just shouted at him to go and deal with it. I've never really had the vanilla experience, the proper kind of I've just started out on my own and everything's trying to kill me and I don't really know what to do, and it's taken me 15 minutes to figure out that you have to hold down the left mouse button to break stuff. So crafting for me is quite daunting. I'm still kind of getting my head around, you know, what you need to put together to make blah, and then how blah can make blah with blah, and that kind of thing. And some of the things that Duncan's taught me recently in Galacticraft, so making things like circuit fabricators and a NASA workbench, it's just like, whoa, what? I had no idea that we could make stuff like this. And then when he goes, oh, could you just put this in the thing, and then you need to put two more things in there with the thing and coal, and it makes this. I'm like, I can make swords. So I mean, the other day I forgot how to make sticks. I mean, oh my god! Like I just had one of these moments where I just blacked out, and I was just like, I can't remember anything. How do you make sticks? So. Definitely crafting is quite intimidating to me, but it is coming together. It is starting to come together. I'm starting to get the hang of it. So soon, stay tuned. I'll be able to make more than just a sword.
Work up to a gate or
yeah.
a fence.
Yeah. No, well, I made a gate the other day, and I didn't even look at the recipe.
Nice.
Wow.
I had to look it up every time.
I always get it wrong the first time. I always put one block instead of two.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I got issues.
Yeah.
All right. Our next question is from Lagboy. Mm-hmm. Can't talk today.
Lagboy!
How has being nomadic and living in multiple places affected your cultural outlook on life and on people? Does it make you less cynical about things?
That's interesting. I don't know if cynical is the word. So for people who don't know, I am half English, half Malaysian. And this is probably why my accent is ricocheting all over the place today, because I'm surrounded by people from Alabama and Australia. I've grown up pretty much everywhere. So places like Norway, Scotland, Abu Dhabi, South America, so Colombia, Venezuela, various places in America, and Malaysia and England. So I've seen a lot of people. I've grown up with a lot of cultures. I've been surrounded by so, and just having an expatriate life, living in an expatriate community, there are loads of different cultures and people and ethnicities within that. And I think the thing about me is I don't care where you're from. I don't care who you are, what sex you are, what religion or sexuality or beliefs you have. The only thing I care about is, are you being a jerk to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are things that I see. So everyone, you know, always reaches to cultural stereotypes. Like, I don't want to say anything because they make me feel queasy. Yeah. But, you know, you think of any culture, you know, okay, so Maz, I'm going to pick on you, sorry. So Australians, you know, it's always, you know, g'day, mate, let's put another shrimp on the barbie. And
we say that every day.
But I get it a lot as well. I get like, oh, Kim, you're Chinese, so you must eat dogs and stuff like that. And that really irritates me. Like, it irritates me so much. And that is what kind of irritates me more than anything else, is just ignorance and stereotypes and just, like, judging people before you've even really got to know them just because they are, you know, American or Australian or English or Chinese or Japanese or whatever. You know, and that bugs me. I think generally as a whole, I don't ever have a problem with anyone. I guess I got a pretty open view. What was the question?
So how do you make a fence?
I think
in regards to stereotypes, I like to beat people to the punch and basically, like, if someone's carrying a TV to their car, I'm like, you mind if I just grab that and, you know, take it home with me?
That's awkward.
Yeah. I like to make people uncomfortable. I don't know why.
Excellent.
There you go. I just love everyone until they prove me otherwise. I don't know if that's a terrible view to have.
That's a great view.
That's, yeah.
I like that.
Prove to me that you're a jerk, and then I don't want to know you anymore.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Awesome. So we also have some awesome listener contributions this week. The first one here is from The Awesomest. I don't know how to say that name.
The Awesomest.
Who says, hey, dead workers and friends, whose voice is it at the end of the podcast that says, you've made it through another episode of The Shaft Alive? Does it sound like Brent or Eric? Did one of the shafters make it, a friend, or did you get a voice actor to do it?
Third one, voice actor. So we got Colin C., who does voices for us, and he is local. He has done a lot of narration and bumpers and things like that for various podcasts and different productions that we've done. And he's kind of he's one of our go-to guys. We also have one of the trailer guys. You know, he's an older guy, just nails the voice. We use him sometimes. So, yep, that's who he is. And we have another one here from Wobble Mac Flux. How do you feel about having more animals in Minecraft, like lions and whales? I personally do not want tons of animals in Minecraft because I feel like they should stick with generic animals such as cows, chickens, etc. Please tell me what you think. Thanks.
I think
penguins.
Well, we've said in the past.
Every week we talk about this stuff.
We really do. Scorpions.
Maybe
in the
it's
desert.
The same question. We just keep reading.
We keep copying and pasting it in there.
Nobody deletes it from the document.
Like, I don't want so many that you can't walk a few feet without seeing some different animal. But I want a few in each biome. Like, let's get a ton of different animals, but they're spread out.
Yeah.
So it gives you an incentive to go check out other biomes and not just stay in the same place.
Yeah. Yeah, and also here's something that kind of happened last night. You know, I haven't really played a lot of creative, or I mean, survival and stuff like that lately. But I noticed that I starved to death a lot. Like every time I play survival, I die because I'm starving, and I'm like, oh yeah, I have to build a farm. But instead of trying to build farms and settle down, I want to be a vagabond. I want to go and look, and I want to explore, and I want to live somewhere for a night and then move on, which means that I need to eat animals to survive. And there's, like, never any animals. Remember last night in the desert? There's no animals in there. We went to some swampland.
Yeah. Like, we were picking these biomes that, like, really...
in a swampland? Yeah. There's nothing there. I'm like, so, okay. Hey, see you later. I'm dying, everybody. I'll see you next time. So how about some swamp animals? How about some scorpions? How about edible creatures? I mean, obviously, maybe they can attack you, you know. But, I mean, eating bad guys isn't a bad thing,
well,
right?
Well, what do you think about more things that are edible without actually having to produce something? Like right now, we really just have apples, but you still have to cut down a tree.
Right.
Yeah. Like what if the apples are actually hanging from trees? So you could just pick an apple and eat it.
Oh, okay.
You know? And then they could have peach trees. You know, they could have these different things that grow that you just eat, and maybe they give less health than like a full whatever, but at least you don't have to like go cook. Like, say, if you just want to travel around, something that's readily available.
Yeah.
For me, like, the watermelon farm is probably the best thing for food. I always carry a whole stack of watermelon with me because every bite gives you one of your health back. So I usually zombie meat myself to get myself up and then cap it off with a couple of watermelons.
Whoa. That's
so you zombie meat yourself?
Yeah, he's cool. He zombie meat himself.
So yeah, I think biome specific animals would be great, and lots more neutral mobs that you can eat but turn a bit nasty on you if you attack them, so like snakes or walrus or that kind of thing that you can see around the place would be cool. Another thought that I was having when I was playing the other day is the Nether is really boring, and why doesn't it seem very dangerous at all? I think those zombie pigmen should be always angry at you. I don't understand why they're not. The end. I just you just go there and it's like it's dangerous. It's more dangerous on real land.
Gas,
creepers, and apart from throwing
rocket launchers, basically.
Yeah,
I mean that's dangerous.
I never see them, and then finding a fortress is so hard.
I can barely go anywhere without seeing one.
Yeah. And a blaze will tear you up. I think it's dangerous enough, personally.
Well, there's the strong. You kind of can go find the danger, right? You go to not a stronghold, but a whatever the fortress.
Fortress,
down there. And that's death in there. I mean, that's dangerous stuff.
Working with Duncan's dangerous.
Let's see. We got this last one here from DC VS Gaming, who asks or says, "Hello, mates. DC VS Gaming here. You may know of me from the Shart contest, Twitter, and YouTube. I just wanted to say that I've been listening since mid Control Point era, and I love you guys. Keep it up, or else."
Thank you. And he's there in the chat room tonight.
I'm not sure if I like that "or else" part.
Or else.
Or else.
Well, thank you, sir. Keep on listening.
Well, before we move on, let's talk about our sponsor today, 57 Digital. They're actually sponsoring all the shows this month, and this week we're going to talk about the Minecraft Explorer Pro, which is an app you can get on iOS or Android. We've actually been using this for the past week or so on some of our Let's Plays. What have you been thinking about it, Eric?
Yeah, it's really handy to look up quick recipes for basically the desktop version or the Pocket and the console. They're separate tabs, and it's just fast to look up a recipe while you're playing. Just whip it out. It's nice.
And it's really cool. It has all the items, you know, goes through mobs, and it'll tell you what can be built with the items. It actually will pull up videos if you want to see like further about different items and stuff like that. But it's got everything. I mean, item wise, so I think it's awesome.
Love it. Cheap. Yes, yes. So go to 57digital.co.uk
and pick up an app of your own, and we'll talk about probably the Papercraft Studio next week.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, let's move on.
All right.
Excavation Station.
All right.
Excavation Station, where your dreams come true.
Did they really?
They mostly they get shattered.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Including that one about Benedict Cumberbatch and me and
Why doesn't anybody think he's weird looking? He's weird looking people.
I accept that, but I still wouldn't kick him out of bed.
Speaking of kicking someone out of bed, overbaked potato wants overcooking. So this would make it so if you leave food cooking in the furnace, it will recycle and cook it again, making it give you less meat pops
in bed. Nice. Meat pops in bed. What do you think about that? That's basically all I really heard.
Meat pops. Do you know what a meat pop is, Eric?
hot dog,
I
can, right?
I can show you a meat pop.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Just by standing up.
He's not wearing pants. Yeah.
But I wouldn't be waving the knife around if you're going to stand up and show us a meat pop.
Oh, oh, God. Hey, Kim, can I borrow your shiv?
Give me that meat pop.
Wow. Oh.
Let's see here.
I think it's a terrible idea, by the way.
Overcooked.
Overbaked potato.
Yes.
Yeah. Basically, he wants the ability to burn his food.
You want to burn your food. This is a question for Notch. Hey,
does
Notch,
he want to be a...
What do you think about overcooking food?
Worst idea ever.
Oh, okay. Wow. Thanks. Well,
that's one
Sky
chatter.
Sky will be back next week.
One dream down. Check. So, yeah. I don't want it where I have to sit there and like watch stuff make in a furnace now. Like what happens is your glass going to get overblown and you know things like that and have to just sit there and wait for it cooked and
you
pull it out.
You listen for the ding. You sit there for 10 minutes and then you're like, oh, burnt food.
Nice.
So yummy.
Nice.
Stupid. Mm.
And I think unanimously we all said no.
Yeah.
So let's move on to this next one.
Okay.
Bottleneck Flux wants iron chain. I think that chain should be craftable by placing 5 iron in a crafting table, 4 in the corners, 1 in the middle. From this, you would get 5 chain. And with the chain, you could craft chainmail armor. Door, 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 door.
Oh.
Hmm.
Chain.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
More armor. But I think the idea that I'd like better that goes with this is making a chain.
Yeah.
Like, so we already make, like, string to make a tripwire, so there's no reason not to have another sort of rope. And this would be a stronger one that couldn't break.
Yeah.
You know? And now you could use it maybe to open up, you know, gates and stuff or kind of use it in some other aspects. I don't know.
And I was thinking the same exact thing. You have other applications for the chain other than just making
armor.
Chainmail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Hmm. Yes. Overcooked chainmail might taste good.
Yeah. Less meat pops.
Yeah. In bed.
Bed.
Oh.
Okay. The last one here.
Grumble, grumble.
Is from Crowpod, who wants a thirst bar. Ever since the hunger bar was added, I felt that there should be one for thirst. Maybe they could also add chocolate milk, too. Hmm.
Oh, God.
And that could have its own separate bar.
Yeah, that's...
You can have a poop bar. A pee bar.
And then Sims Craft.
And a board bar.
Basically, we're,
and a cramp bar.
Adding all the tools to make Minecraft into DayZ.
Simulator.
Yeah,
you're right.
Well, and like you said, it's already hard enough starting up and not having food and dying from that. Do you really want to have to deal with like dying from water?
Yeah,
as well or something?
Stuff. Yeah, I don't know. That's a little complex.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, you got too much on your mind.
Yeah,
you don't have time for that.
I'm over here punching trees. I don't have time to think about water.
I still can't. I still don't know how to make a lever. I think I really want to look at a water.
You think you got issues, son? I still can't make sticks. So.
We need to get y'all in a Let's Play. This would be great.
It'd be the worst Let's Play ever.
No, it would be the most awesome Let's Play.
Well,
we'd be dead within like 20 minutes.
Welcome to Derpy Derpy Derp Derp.
We've built a hole in a wall, and creatures still can get in because we have no clue how to make a door. But
see
us next time when we die again.
thirst meter, Notch?
Absolutely not.
Whoa, hey,
well, that's another.
He's very stern today. He's sticking by his beliefs.
Two out of three, dreams. Not bad for a day's work.
No. Speaking of a day's work.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, you almost skipped it, Kim. You almost got by, but we're going to come to you and actually ask you what would you like to see added to Minecraft or taken away?
God. I've been trying to prepare for this. Like, Hannah warned me you guys would ask me this. And I can't think of anything. Red pandas. Let's have red pandas. Sure, why not?
Hey, that'll work. That'll work.
Yeah.
That works.
My son loves you for saying that. That's his favorite animal in the world.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'd love red pandas. I'd love bears. And I'd love polar bears. There you go. There's three new things for different biomes.
Yeah, red pandas.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
So Notch is very negative today. I don't know if he's going to like this. Red pandas, Notch.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Sweet. Nice. Do you have to feed him? Like,
No. He kind of fends for himself.
We feed him meat pops
every now and then. Flesh.
I was about to say he's under the desk.
He is under the desk.
Slip him some meat pops. Meat pops coming at him from all angles.
Oh yeah, he's never coming back on the show, is he? That's okay. We'll just re-air episode 100 for episode 200.
Yeah,
that's right.
People will think he's
actually it's rapidly.
It's almost 200. Yeah. He said he'd be on 200, so we'll see.
Maybe it'll hit right around Minecon. Maybe we can get it like live at Minecon or something.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Oh well. Speaking of cool, I guess horrible segues for the win. We are here at the end of another awesome show. We have been graced by Yogscast Kim today. Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you for inviting me.
Head on over to youtube.com/YogscastKim and show her some love and watch some awesome videos. And we'll give you one. What is it? The beard? The Yogscast beard? Is that the new handshake?
Yeah.
Am I doing it right?
Let's Yogscast beard up, guys.
I just like putting my big fat hands on my face. Like, what's going on? It's awesome. Beard up.
I never take mine off, really.
Okay, I think I got it now. Beard up.
There you go.
Awesome. So.
Such elegant beard.
They should add those to Minecraft.
So fancy.
It's coming to life there.
So you can watch this episode on YouTube, of course. And if you want to submit any questions for next week's guest, who is that, Eric?
Next week, we have the likes of... And it's going to be great.
It's Yogscast Xylus.
Yeah. I had to look up the schedule.
Here. There you go. I've done it for you.
Nice. So be sure to submit questions for Xylus at submit.deadworks.com. We'll put up another red thread. Those seem to do really well, and we appreciate everybody for submitting those questions in. The Shaftlands news from RP is this week in the Shaftlands forums, we will vote for the final name of the city. So go vote now. Art contest, keep sending them in. That's shark.deadworkers.com. The book contest, you're going to have to rewind and listen to the rules for that.
Yes.
We mentioned earlier in the show. And watch us as always, YouTube. Call us 256-812-1010.
Email us at theshaft@deadworkers.com.
And leave us some reviews. Let's see, Kim. Three words. Three words.
Any what? Just in my head? Just now? Oh God!
Yeah,
that's a dangerous question to ask.
Too many words. Too many words.
CM Punk rules.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got.
That's all we needed.
To wrap up this year's show. All right, so this is the song and dance section, I think. The topless song and dance section.
Topless meat pop action.
We need a shorter outro song or something, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something we can just cut to the end.
Yeah.
You know what? We can always do that. So we'll see you next time. Bye, Kim. Thanks again.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. Babies. Fun to make, fun to eat.